And now this is a dictation for Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H, Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, June 2339, addresses a letter to Dr. Power, P-O-W-E-R, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Power, follow up for Judith, who has chronic kidney disease. Relative normal size kidneys without obstruction or urinary retention. Was treated for pneumonia within the last month. No side effects of antibiotics. She has a feeling of fullness on the neck. However, no headaches. Has not required any oxygen. Dyspnea improved, but not completely normal. Clear sputum, no purulent material hemoptysis, no pleuritic discomfort, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope. There is some dysphagia, mostly to pills, not to diet, not liquids or solids, no vomiting, no dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no abdominal pain, no major edema or claudication symptoms. Next paragraph, medication list review. Notice for atrial fibrillation, Eliquis, Imipramine, Bisoprolol on a low dose of diuretics. Presently off lisinopril. It was causing dizziness. Takes Plaquenil and Methotrexate. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is December, creatinine 1.31, back in September 149, anemia 11.5, normal white blood cell platelets, normal sodium potassium acid base, present GFR 40. Normal calcium. Low levels of ferritin 17, saturation 14%. Minor increase of kappa, K-A-P-P-A. With normal ratio and no monoclonal protein on immunofixation. No activity in the urine for blood protein or cells. Protein creatinine ratio not elevated, less than 0.2. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3. No evidence of progression, not symptomatic, no activity in the urine blood protein cells or proteinuria, no obstruction in the ultrasound or urinary retention. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Does have congestive heart failure with diastolic dysfunction and low ejection fraction. Treatment of atrial fibrillation as indicated above. Complications at the time of exploration for Watchman procedures. With pericardial tamponade. From perforation of the atrial appendix, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents, she was started by rheumatology with methotrexate, so far tolerating without side effects. Monitor exposure to imipridone and methotrexate that both can cause interstitial lung disease. Evaluate dysphagia to medications, although tolerating diet without any problems. Come back in 6 months, end of dictation.